Hey guys, welcome to Mature and Immature, and this podcast, like the title of this podcast, is Class 10th Stress. Yeah, Class 10th Stress. I'm in Class 10th, and I think I'm the best person to tell you about I'm like a soldier, like literally standing in front of border. I don't think it's a good example, but yeah, whatever. So yeah. I'm in class 10th, yeah, in CBSE class 10th, and if you are listening to this podcast, you already know like why class 10th is very important to the parents and to our students' life. I think it's I can't even talk, like all the anxiety and everything is kicking in, like I have to, like I don't know. Like I will make a separate podcast discussing this issue. Why can't, like I'm very, yeah. So leaving that, and I think like class 10th is very important to our students' life, because I think during this class, you have to like become a very mature. You know, like this is like the first major decision like you are taking, like you know, deciding between PCM and biology and everything. Like I think this is like, you know, like this time you like you get it, like this exam is very important to your career as well. So I think to me, I have already decided I will be taking I will be pursuing PCM, physics, chemistry, maths, and then taking I'm then doing computer science. And I'm very interested in doing computer stuff and all that. So, and I really want to do programmings. And yeah, that's my main focus. And I will be focusing on that. This is my first podcast of like doing this podcast alone. All the other podcasts I have done with my, you know, cousin brother. So he was there to catch up when I like get tired and all that. So yeah, moving on to the main issue of this podcast, class 10th stress. Okay, you obviously know, like it's all quarantine, it's all COVID and all that pandemic time, and still we are having board exam. I don't know why they are those people are very smart. They already told CBSE not to conduct board exam or to like delay it, but they are like, you know, we don't give two shit about the students, we just want their money and all that. I don't know. I really don't know like what they want from us. They're literally conducting exam in the middle of pandemic. I know education is very important part of everyone's life, but I don't know if it is good to like, you know, conduct exams during a pandemic. I don't know, like they are saying like I don't think it's a good idea, like of a, like if you're doing exam, imagine if you're doing exam, you have already too much stress, and then you have to wear a mask and then gloves, and I don't know, like it will be very difficult. And schools and all are all they are like preparing you, and like pre-boards are happening in school, and I live in UP, you know, Uttar Pradesh. Over here, like schools have already opened, and you can go if you want to die. Like separate, you know, online classes are also happening side by side, but you know, some students. Some students are going because, you know, some people don't have that privilege of having fast internet. So yeah, those people are still going, our pre-boards are happening, I think, in April of this month. This is November. Yeah, November end, I think I'm going to have an exam, a pre-board. I don't know, like we are having pre-board in January, then we are having a pre-board, so we are preparing for that pre-boards also. So yeah, it's a very important exam, and I don't think marks will be added. I hope marks doesn't get added. Yeah, so all of that is stressing me out. I don't know why, like this is my like first like a major exam. Because in every other exams, I knew that I had, like, if I do this exam wrong, I have another exam, I will do it good in that. So like this is like the my major exams, you know, like after this pre-boards bullshit, I have to do a like, you know, real exam. I cannot redo that. And you know, I think that part's really, you know, like stresses me out. And then like you have to choose between all the, you know, PCM and all that you in ele for 11th. And I think I've already told you what I'm taking and all that. So yeah, that part is also like taking stream. Like I think like this, like I think in class 10th, like you really, like really mature, like you really get mature, because you know you have to like take, you know, certain life decisions by yourself, by your parents, like some parents help. And yeah, so yeah, that's that. And I think like CBSE should change this kind of you know pattern, because I don't think it's good for a like a child who's not even 18 to take like, you know, such major life changing, you know, steps. Because it's like imagine if like a child did, you know, if you're like a child just don't want to study maths and he took PCM, you know, because his friend or his friends were taking PCM. So he thought like, if his friends are doing PCM, I can do PC. So he pursued that and he wanted to become a doctor or some shit. Okay, so if you like imagine like he did like PCM for in 11th and 12th and he really wanted to go for economics, I don't know, like whatever. Apart from, you know, PCM and all that, like I know that he can do that in college, but you know, bad example I guess. Like if you like if his friends are, you know, doing biology, you know, if his friends are thinking to become a doctor, and he said like, if my friends are doing it, I will do it, you know. So like, you know, okay, I think you get the point. And I think you get the point. So yeah, that was my like the main thing. Because I think like according I think my age is right now is not even 18. I think I'm 16 right now. And I don't think like if a student or in US like get really mature at a very early age, like in 15-year-old, like he's doing a job and all that. In India I think like the, you know, like people like children in India are like very still very immature at 21. So yeah, the situation in India is pretty mad and bizarre. But I think like CBSE should change their pattern. And yeah, that what I forgot the policy change they did in education. I already made a podcast. Sorry. I've already made I think my last podcast was about the new education policy, and in that podcast I discussed everything. And they are like they are changing this I think 5 years, like after 5 years. So yeah, it will take at least 10 years to like actually implement those, you know, changes, because nobody likes changes obviously. This like new education policy change is after I think 60 or 70 years. Like literally every student was following same kind of, you know, rule like for 70 years. And I think, you know, like so many changes, like I think like, you know, the government should change these rules every year. And like I don't know like if you have seen, like if you don't know, in Finland, like the education is so good. Just type Finland in YouTube, Finland education, and they are. I think they have like the you know the education system in Finland is so good. Like they don't have, you know, homeworks and all that. It's very cool, and like the childrens are like they are actually want to study, you know. So yeah. So I think like our government should, you know, take some, you know, inspiration from other countries who are like having better education facilities. I know like they won't do this kind of changes, because you know it is not easy to do changes every year. But you know, like they should like have at least a 5-year plan, like they should change, certain rules, and they should ask students, not, ministers and all that. They should ask students of what they want, because, I think I've used I know so many times. But yeah, so that's that. And that's, I think I've already, I'm like literally speaking for like 10 minutes. Yeah, so I'm very tired. So thank you for listening. And I don't know, you probably haven't learned much, but yeah, that's that. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Hope you like the podcast and enjoyed listening. Yeah, thank you. Bye bye.